Can you break down the specifics of the bills that the governor signed promoting solar in Colorado? What's all in there?
So the governor signed a whole range of bills, an expansion to the Community Solar Gardens Act that underlies the community solar garden industry to allow bigger projects and customers to participate anywhere in the state. He also approved a reauthorization of the Public Utilities Commission for the state of Colorado that changes regulatory structures in the state and also requires carbon to be captured and cost in the way that the PUC approves utility planning. And he also signed a whole host of other bills generally focused around energy efficiency and the environment, as well as 1261 that sets carbon target reductions for the state all the way through the year 2050. So it was really a whole slate of legislation that the governor signed.
Well, and the governor has made it one of his stated goals to help Colorado become reliant on 100% renewable energy by the year 2040. And certainly this package of bills is a step in that direction, seemingly. How did we get to a point where so many bills on one subject made it through the legislative process and to the governor's desk in one legislative year, if you will?
I think it was really an overwhelming effort among the energy and environmental and clean energy communities that came together both during and then after the election that really led to such a significant wave of new policies coming forth.
David, one of the bills specifically addresses community solar gardens. Can you explain those a little bit more?
It's really policies like these that allow customers to say, I can't put solar panels on the roof of my house, but now I can participate in a community solar garden located in my community and get my energy from that. It's really raising the awareness of consumers that they can choose renewable energy, that this is something that's easy to do. And I think that's really what you're seeing driving renewable energy here in the state of Colorado faster than you're seeing in many other states across the country, is this consumer-driven push and desire to have clean energy. And what's notable is you'll see Xcel Energy, the major utility in Colorado, was the first major utility in the country to announce a carbon-free by 2050 pledge. And I think that in large part comes from all of the state-level initiatives that you have here in Colorado. And Xcel operates, I think, in 8 states across the country. So what their experience has really been in Colorado, I believe, has driven their company policy that impacts many other states. So it's pretty incredible what you see happening here at the grassroots in Colorado, the legislature, and looking at what's been going on just in the last 6 months with that pledge from Xcel, as well as this whole group of new legislation.
We certainly see lots of solar panels on roofs and even in yards, but lots of people can't install solar panels. Maybe they rent, maybe they can't afford it, or there's HOA covenants that prohibit it, or in some cases they just don't have enough exposure to direct sunlight for solar to be practical. So it kind of seems like community solar gardens are democratizing solar energy. Would you agree with that?
That's right. You described it perfectly. I think, community solar is democratizing energy choice for consumers. And, when you look at how do you drive a state towards 100% renewable energy, you have to put that decision within the hands of customers. And many customers, they go home, they look at the roof, they realize, oh, we have trees shading the roof. Maybe we don't have the credit score or the $15,000 for panels on the roof of their house. They sometimes feel this feeling, well, how do I make this change? How do I help this transition to 100% renewable energy? And legislation like the Community Solar Gardens Modernization Act allows them the opportunity to purchase that clean renewable energy and go to 100% immediately today.
David Amster Olszewski is the CEO of community solar company SunShare. David, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Anytime.